In 1960, the world population was just over 3 billion. Now think about that, folks. 55 years ago, 3 billion. Today, 2015, it is 7.2 billion people. According to the Joshua Project, almost 50% of all the people on planet Earth are unreached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think about, I received Christ the second time I heard about Him. But you know what? God didn't know me a second time. What if God said, you know, I'm going to give all 7 billion people a first time first. Then you'll get a second time. Something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. When I think about this, I think we have to do more. I think we have to do more. December 7th, 1941, Japan sent 354 planes on 6 carriers for 3 hours and 45 minutes. They lost 27 planes and 64 men in the attack on Pearl Harbor. The United States lost 4 battleships were sunk, 4 battleships damaged, including one run aground, 2 destroyers were sunk, 1 damaged, 1 other ship sunk, 3 damaged, 3 cruisers damaged, 188 aircraft destroyed, 155 aircraft damaged, 1,247 military wounded, 57 civilians killed, 35 civilians wounded. Admiral Yamamoto, who had planned the attack, stated, "A military man can scarcely pride himself on having smitten a sleeping enemy. It's more a matter of shame, simply for the one smitten. I would rather you made your appraisal after seeing what the enemy does, since it is certain that, angered and outraged, he will soon launch a determined counterattack." Admiral Yamamoto was right about America. The United States was angered and outraged and did soon launch a determined counterattack. And it took place in the United States in recruiting centers. It was found in the cry, "Remember Pearl Harbor." The number of enlistments in 1938 was 2,021 into the military. 1939, 49,181 as fears of the European war began to come home. 1940, 348,683. 1941, 1,094,781. Now imagine now, here's the bombing of Pearl Harbor. 1942, 3,030,407 enlistments. And by the time the war was over, 418,500 Americans would give their lives on fly specks all over the world. But it also took place in the cities and on the shores and on the farms and in the neighborhoods and especially in the factories. But it really took place in the hearts of each citizen of our great nation. Just the U.S. Navy alone increased their production. 1941, 1,593 aircraft. 1942, 16,371 aircraft. 1943, 26,401 aircraft that year. And of course, there were also ships and jeeps and tanks and half-tracks and Higgins boats and subs and battleships and carriers and rifles and more bullets than you could ever imagine. Those in our great country who stayed at home were called production soldiers. There were many posters and slogans during those days with slogans like, "Killing time is killing men." at the factories. Or this one, together we can do it, keep them firing. I like this one, there's a finger pointing out, it says, are you doing all you can? Well, that's a good one. Are you doing all you can? Never late is better than better late than never. Talking about being to work on time. Being to church on time. Amen. Help bring them back to you. Find time for war work. Raise and share food. Walk and carry packages. Conserve everything you have. Save 10% in war bonds. I like this one. You're darn tootin', we'll keep them shooting. I like that one, amen. Factories. But probably the most famous slogan after Remember Pearl Harbor was keeping the home fires burning. Keeping the home fires burning. This slogan summed up our responsibility at home during the war. If there were those who were willing to give their lives and fight the enemy on God-forsaken islands all over the world or on the frozen shores of France or in the Ardennes forest of Germany, then we at home should be willing to give our very best on the home front to get them everything that they needed to win the war. Some of you remember, folks during the war worked long hours. They bought war bonds to finance the war. One fella, I cannot remember his name for the life of me, and I'm told during the war, he spent all but 13 cents of his paycheck every week on war bonds. All but 13 cents. That's all he kept for himself, bought war bonds. Some did without things. They couldn't get shoes. Couldn't get tires. And then they needed the rubber. All kinds of things. Couldn't get sugar. I was going to the men. They walked instead of drying. How about this one? Some of you wives and mothers, they saved fat. You know, there's glycerin in fat. Some of you make explosive meals. Now we know why. Amen. Glycerin in there. And they used it to make bullets. They really did. They gave rubber. They donated scrap metal. You know, there's a song in our hymnal that kind of sums this up, written by a fellow named S.C. Kirk. Hear ye the master's call, give me thy best. For be it great or small, that is his test. Do then the best you can, not for reward, not for the praise of men, but for the Lord. Every work for Jesus will be blessed. But he asks from everyone his best. Our talents may be few, these may be small, but unto him is due our best, our all. Ladies and gentlemen, may I submit to you that as a church, if there are those that are willing to give their lives to share the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world and fight the enemy Satan on places that are hard and hard fields, then we at home should be willing to give our very best here on the home front to get them everything they need to win the war. In short, concerning this church and missionaries, we ought to keep the home fires burning. I've mentioned already this morning, Brother Becker and I went up on Friday night. And by the way, Brother Jeff, I love you and I appreciate you so much. Brother Jeff was on the road all day running around and got here a little bit late and asked me if I'd wait for him after he got just a hard day's work. And then we got in the car and another 2 hours to Charlotte and back, you know, by the time we get back. And I appreciate you doing that, Brother Jeff. But we went up there and they had just a precious service, the commissioning of a missionary out of their church. One of ours, the Roersmas, precious missionaries, true brothers and sisters, amen, just love them. And they had the service and had all the pastors come and pray and they shared their testimonies The pastor there is Mrs. Roersma's dad, and he preached to them. And Brother Theron Crawford, another one of our missionaries to Nicaragua, he gave the charge to the church. And I thought about that. I said, you know, as I shook Brother Roersma's hand, I thought, at best, I'm not going to see him for another 4 years. Amen? He's going to the field. But you know what's going to keep him on the field? People like you. Praying. Sending little notes of encouragement. And giving. See, that's why the church, there's so many reasons. And Brother Crawford talked about, and I'm telling you, I was just ready to come out of my seat to say amen when he was talking about how I believe one of the reasons God has blessed our church abundantly recently, in recent years, is our care for missions and missionaries. I believe that with all my heart. God, and I mentioned it a couple of years ago, preached a message called, Are We Blessable? Are we blessable? If we are, then God will pour out His blessings upon us. And we need to keep the home fires burning. We need to keep the home fire. You know, without the local New Testament church, there are no missions, missionaries, or mission boards. None. May I remind you that the Bible says, Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Acts 20:28, Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost hath made you the overseers to feed the church of God which He hath purchased with His own blood. 1 Timothy 3:15, If I tarry long, thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. And Jesus Christ Himself said, Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church. Jesus Christ loves the church. He has no plan B to reach the world. He is intended to reach the world through simple people like you and I. The church. So if we're going to continue to support missionaries and expand, and I believe we need to. Why? Because the world just keeps getting bigger. There's more people. It's not time for less giving. It's time for more giving. It's time for taking on more missionaries. It's time for more sacrifice for the work of God. If we're going to do that, we've got to keep the home fires burning. See, we need to keep the home fires burning concerning salvation, number one. Look back at Acts chapter 11. It said, Verse 20, 21 of Acts chapter 11 says, Some of them were men of Cyprus and of Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. You know what I hope will always sound out of this pulpit? Jesus saves. You know what I hope will always sound out of your life at Myers? Jesus saved. You know what I hope will sound out of your life at the breakfast nook? Jesus saves. As you're walking in the crossing, I hope it would be Jesus saves. Now you may have to do it as you're walking, amen, and pass the track as you go, amen. But we need to keep the home fires burning concerning salvation. See, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not careful, we can expect our missionaries to do the job on foreign fields and then not be contributing to doing the job right here at home. The illustration is profound. That would be like us expecting the soldiers to do the job in Okinawa and not giving them rifles or bullets. We have to do our part. We have to do our part. We have to be reaching people. We have to be reaching out to people. We have to be concerned with the souls of men. We have to be concerned with bringing salvation to people. Say they don't want it. It doesn't matter. God didn't say, give it to them. Go ye and preach the gospel to every creature that wants it. He didn't say that. He said, go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. And I love what it says in verse 20 of Mark chapter 16. It says, and they went forth and preached the gospel everywhere. Just preach it. Scatter that seed. Some will fall on some good ground. Amen. So, salvation. We need to keep the home fires burning of salvation. We need to keep the home fires of salvation burning. We need to keep the home fires of saints gathering burning. Look at verse 26. Same chapter, Acts chapter 11, verse 26. It says, "And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church." Boy, that's a long service. Huh? What do you think of that one? Amen? No, it's a whole year they assembled themselves together with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were first called Christians first in Antioch. This idea of gathering, and listen, I know I'm preaching to the choir right now, or at least I will be in another 20 minutes or so, amen. But here you are on a Sunday afternoon, you're tired, you've had a long day. Boy, we need to keep the home fires burning of the saints gathering. I've mentioned this so many times, and there's a reason why pastors cancel Wednesday night service. Nobody comes. There's a reason why pastors cancel Sunday night service. People won't come. Johnny's got basketball. Susie's got volleyball. I mean, you name it, folks. Pastors have heard them all. And they get discouraged and say, you know what, let's just have one big grand service. And the next thing you know, we become like the cotton candy church where it's just fluff and sugar and nothing, no substance to it. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are under mandate. You know what the mandate is? Hebrews 10:25. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more. You know what that tells me? More gathering. More. Not time for less church. Time for more church. Revival meeting. Missions conference. That's, by the way, that's why we put out the save the date, so you'll block out that time. So that you won't say 2 weeks before VBS, you know, I didn't know. I can't help out now. I can't make it. That's why we give it to you 8, 9, 10 months in advance so you can make it. So you can plan to be there. Why? Because we have to keep the home fires burning of saints gathering. We have to. We have to. We need each other. We depend on each other. Amen. And just like that missionary, he needs to be able to do the job. We need to make sure that when he comes back, he says, "Oh, I remember brother so-and-so. I remember sister so-and-so. Oh, this family's new. Oh, I remember brother so-and-so. I remember." Why? Because we're still gathering, still keeping it going, still stoking that furnace for God. Amen. Keeping the home fires burning of salvation, of saints gathering. Number three, keeping the home fires burning of scriptural teaching. Right there in verse 26 it says, "And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves together with the church and taught much people." We had a student one time, one of our classes. I mentioned Brother Tharp this morning. Brother Dowdy remembers. We had a student one time came into Brother Tharp's Philippians class and forgot his Bible. Not good. Not good. You can forget your Bible in a psychology class. You can forget your Bible in English. But you had better not forget your Bible for one of Brother Tharp's classes. So he looked down and the student didn't have his Bible. And he looked at him. He said, very blunt man. He said, "What's your deal?" He said, "Where's your Bible?" He said, I forgot it. Well, that was probably the wrong thing to say. And he just went on and on and on. And he said, "You know, what kind of college is this, men? What kind of college are we at here? The psychology college? Is it, what kind of college is this? Bible college?" He looked at that brother and said, "What do you think we were going to use? The Reader's Digest?" You know, some churches probably are using the Reader's Digest. Huh? Yeah. The version of the week. The version of the week club. You know what we want to be known as? I'm so glad for our teachers, our Sunday school teachers. You know what you are? You're scriptural teachers. You don't, you look over the material. Thank God for good material that we provide to you and the things. But I know what you're in all week long. You're in your Bible. You're in your Bible. seeking ways to communicate truths to those little ones. And the adults too, amen. I hope that people, when they come here, they say, you know, they preach the Bible at Loomis Park Baptist Church. Scriptural teaching, teaching us how to live for God, how to give for God, how to act for God. Just scriptural teaching. Saints gathering, salvation. Let's keep the home fires burning of sending help. Verses 29 and 30. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability. Remember what had happened is the prophet Agabus said there was going to be a dearth in the land. And then verse 29 says, then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. You know what this was? This was basically a mission offering to a church that was hurting and struggling, to some brothers and sisters that were absolutely hurting. God help us to keep the home fires burning of sending help when folks need it. When missionaries come through. Listen, I don't know a missionary that comes through and what I call poor mouths. Yeah, if we just had this, we could probably... I don't know missionaries like that. I know missionaries that say, we'd sure love it if we could do this, and in God's time, we'll get it done. Yeah. There's a big difference in those two statements. One saying, we would love your help, and if you can, wonderful. And us as a church that God is blessing because of missions, you know what we need to determine? That when folks come through and the Spirit moves, we're going to send help. We're going to be a blessing. I think about Brother No-No. Remember his showing his bus ministry? All those people on the side, amen. We're able to help them get another bus and help out with the camp and things like that. And plenty of other missionaries. And some of you have been saved so many years, you can remember helping this missionary and that missionary and that missionary. You know what you're doing? Keeping the home fires burning. Not just there, but here. Seeing, you know what, when missionaries come through, we just had missionary Brother Weedman. You know why he called me? Because Brother John Vaprazan said, you need to check out Loomis Park Baptist Church. I'm flattered by that. Amen. You should be. Yeah. Flattered by that, that good man of God who's been pastoring 41 years would say, hey, there's a church right up the road that you need to go visit. We need to keep the home fires burning of sending help. Of scriptural teaching, of saints gathering, of salvation. Go to chapter 13, verse 2. Appreciate the little ones. Doing good. Doing good. Amen. Chapter 13, verse 2, it says, and as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Can I say this? Fifthly, we need to keep the home fires of service burning. Of service. I mean, serving the Lord. There's all kinds of areas in our church for members to serve. Now, if you're not a member, we're glad you're here. We want you to become a member. Services for members of this church. Now you can serve the Lord with your talents and abilities in your own, but listen, we believe in the local church. We believe in accountability one to another. Amen. If you're here and a member of this church, you should be serving. You should be serving in some way. Say, what can I do? I know this. There's all kinds of areas of service. Some people have skills that we've never even known about. I think about how some of you people, precious people, have served the Lord here. I think about every VBS, we always have art that has to be done. And aren't you glad I don't do it? I can't even draw stick figures. Even then, they just... But there's Miss Debbie Rice and Miss Debbie Hendershot and Kim Wetzel and all kinds of our people that are just doing that. And then we have people that have hand skills and Brother Matt Apple and Brother Leonard and other people that will set up sets. Brother Miller, my heavens, you've set up more sets than just about anybody I know. And working for God. And then there are other people that after those wonderful workers come through, they just run the sweeper. Amen. Now, praise God, I can do that. Amen. Push the broom and there's always things that, you know, I think about today. Somebody had to roll those tables and fold those chairs. Somebody had to. See, when we sour, at least my opinion of this is seeing through the years, when people sour up, it's because they're not serving and or not getting fed. Sometimes we're serving too much and not getting fed. Yeah. Need to be in service too. Yeah. Service, eating. You say, well, I just come when I serve. Well, you won't serve for long. Amen. You need to get fed. But this idea of service, Paul and Barnabas, you know, they separated themselves to the service of God. And every one of us can do that. You say, I'm just a teenager. You watch. I think this year, Pastor Donald, probably we'll have our teen takeover service. Where the teens do the ushering and the teens do the music and the teens do the announcement and the teens do the preaching and the teens do the singing. Why? Because they can serve too. Service. Keep the home fires of salvation and saints gathering and scriptural teaching and sending help and service. And number six, keep the home fires of spirit leading burning. Verse 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called. What God wants us to be able to be led by the Spirit of God. Hard to do that if we're in love with the world. Hard to do that if we quench the Spirit. Hard to do that if we don't pay attention. Hard to do that. We need to keep the home fires of the Spirit. So I think about how missionaries have come through. I was just thinking about this the other day. I think about when Brother Doug Burton came. How many of you remember when Brother Doug Burton came for the first time? Brother Burton. He just popped in. And we took him on about 2 weeks later. You say, why did we do that? Because I felt the Spirit was leading us to take him on. Not normally like that. Normally the folks come to missions conference and we have a time that we wait and think and pray. But Brother Burton just, boom. Right then and there, we just took them on. Felt the Spirit would have us to, oh boy, how important is it in regards to missions that we keep the home fires of the Spirit leading on? You know, I'm a pretty regimented person. Pastor Donald knows this. I'm very organized in things, but I don't want to organize the Holy Spirit out of the work of God. If the Spirit leads, then let it flow. Amen. In that service last year in our youth conference, and well, we just the Holy Spirit just got all over that service. It was just so unique that we're giving testimonies, and I was up there bawling and squalling. I didn't have any voice. I remember that, Pastor Nolan, I lost my voice. And Brother Shirley leans over and he hands me the microphone. He said, "Preacher, you got something on your heart? You want to tell it?" I'm like, people thought maybe the Spirit was leading. People coming to the altar and getting right with God, and it's not out of order. It's not out of order. Oh, people running and doing cartwheels, I personally think that's out of order. You know, they want to do whatever they can do in south of the Mason-Dixon line. They cook snake down there, so anyway, it's not out of order. Yeah, just listen. This idea of getting so regimented and getting so formal. Let's make sure that we keep the home fire burning of the Spirit leading. You know, when the Spirit leads, preacher preaches the message you need to hear. When the Spirit leads, you're here to hear it. Amen? When the Spirit leads, missionaries come through and saints are edified and the gospel goes forth. The Spirit's leading, service, sending help, scriptural teaching, saints gathering salvation. Lastly, this afternoon, verses 2 and 3. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. We saw that Friday night. It had to be a heartbreaking thing for a pastor to send his daughter and grandbabies to the mission field, but also had to be a heartwarming thing. You say, why was it heartbreaking? Because I'm sure they enjoy their Sunday dinners. I'm sure they enjoy their time with their grandbabies. You know what the last point of this message is? We need to keep the home fire burning of sacrifice. We are blessed to be part of a ministry where people have paved the way. We have a debt-free building.
Amen.
That is beyond a blessing. I can't tell you. I know pastors right now that are under the strain of a mortgage, a heavy debt. I think about Brother Treber out there in California, where Brother Messer goes to school and the gigantic ministry there. They listen to this. You think our offerings, our budget, which is going to go up a little bit this coming year, trying to get it about $5,500 a week, and that's what we need to come in. They need $69,000 a week. Everything. That missions, building, Silicon Valley, I mean, you name it, school, $69,000 a week. I think about the heaviness of that. We're so blessed that people before have paid a little extra into the building fund and paid a little extra on the church mortgage and had the mortgage burning and all that. But if we're not careful, we can miss the spirit of sacrifice because we don't need to. Anybody ever been part of a church plant? Where a church was planted? Every Sunday, Brother Dowdy, was Sacrifice Sunday. I've told the story. The church I came from, our pastor worked a job for 6 years, sweeping parking lots and mopping floors and whatever he could. And a man came up, he gave a tract to a man, Miss Judy, handed it to him, and he said, are you the young pastor from that new church, right? He said, yes. He said, you need to come to our church. He said, I was at your church. I was there on toilet Sunday. When they paid for the toilets. And they had pew Sunday and wallpaper Sunday and blind Sunday and you name it. And we don't have to have those Sundays, thank God. But every bit of that ministry was sacrificial. May we never lose that when it comes to missions. Everybody who gives something to missions is sacrificing to do so. It's above the tithe. But some sacrifice more than others. May we keep the home fire of sacrifice burning. You know why? Our missionaries are sacrificing. They're sacrificing their lives in some cases. In some cases, missionaries have nervous breakdowns on the field. You know what they're doing? They're sacrificing their sanity. They're giving it all. We can give a little.
Amen.
We can give a little more. We can cut back on some things. I appreciate the saints of God that, you know what, they scale back. They said, you know, I'm not going to go out to this particular dinner or breakfast or whatever. I'm going to give that to missions, and God will honor that. You don't do that for this. God will give it to you. God will bless. Let's keep the home fires burning, ladies and gentlemen. I believe Loomis Park Baptist Church is keeping the home fires burning. But the tendency of a fire is to go out. You got to work at it. Got to keep it going. Got to clear out the ashes and throw fresh wood on there. Amen. And make sure it's not burning too hot. Make sure it's got that steady flame. Amen. Where it's pushing out the heat properly. Let's keep the home fires burning. You know what's going to do that? If we decide, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to do what God says in regards to my service here and service abroad, giving and living. Father, love you. Thank you.